Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Our poor Morgan is having a morning. How you doing, my friend?
You guys, it has not been the best morning for me this morning. We had a little unexpected throwing up. Hasn't happened in a while, so I'm not my best, but I'm going to try to get through it with you guys today. Looking like this, I'm excited about it.
You look beautiful. You're a trooper. Been there. I know how you feel. If you need to run off camera, I got you, girl. Don't worry about
I might.
We'll get through this together. All right, let's kick off with Ellen Pompeo. So one of the highest paid women on television, she says, all that cash can cause some relationship drama. Ellen makes more than $20 million a year from Grey's Anatomy. And she told Dax Shepard on his Armchair Expert podcast that while the amount of money she makes is not a huge issue in her marriage, something else she does has caused tension. Take a listen.
Has he ever said to you, because I've said to my wife and it's caused great fights for weeks at a time, I'll just go, oh, hey, you know I don't work for you, right?
For sure it's been said to me, and I know other women who also make a lot of money whose husbands say that too. We really have to be careful not to emasculate.
Well, and it's embarrassing that you would have to tiptoe around our fragile egos. I'm owning it.
Dax is, of course, married to Kristen Bell, and he says it took him years to be okay with the fact that he makes less money than her. Have you guys ever been with someone that you dated and this was an issue?
Not an issue for me. I don't really mind it. I don't really, like, it's not a problem, but I know for a fact that if I ever dated a guy and he was older than me and I made more money than him, I would have to be careful not to emasculate him because the male ego is super sensitive. And a lot of my friends who made more money than their significant others are still do. I always have to remind them to not do the same thing.
Listen, yeah. I was telling you this morning, Justin. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a group of people I hang out with, but I was doing that. This is pre-COVID because COVID's kind of changed the game. A lot of my friends have lost jobs. But before this, around like 80% of my girlfriends make more money than their husbands. And I don't know what the situation is. I don't know why. I don't know if that's just my friend circle or that's like a more of a norm across the country or not. But I was just doing the math and it just seems to be more of a norm nowadays that women, you know, are definitely pursuing to make more money and they're being the leaders in their household in that way. And it just doesn't seem to be as big of an issue to me as it used to be. I mean, I've been in that situation, obviously, because
I feel like it depends on your spouse, though. I feel like if you go into a relationship and that is that dynamic that happens from the very beginning, I think that everybody sort of knows their role. And wow, this is a good day for me, isn't it? Everybody sort of knows. I mean, woo, get pregnant, everyone. It's fun. Everybody knows their role. So I don't think things get confusing. I think what happens is if you go into a relationship, the man makes more money and then that dynamic starts to shift and then the woman becomes the breadwinner. I think that's when you kind of have to tiptoe and deal with sort of emasculation issues because I don't even know if that's a word, because that's when the man becomes resentful, feels like he's not performing to the best of his abilities. And that's when you as a woman feel like, like, well, I'm doing everything for the both of us. What would you want us to be? And what kind of situation would you rather me not make money? And I also feel like in 2020, we've made so many strides towards equality for men and women. I mean, the fact that we're still having to tiptoe and sort of have this dated idea of like, if the woman makes more money, that's all of a sudden a problem that you're going to have to avoid in your relationship.
No, it's not
that
about
sucks.
That. It's not about
yes,
even
it is.
About that. No, let me tell you what it's about. Is. Because men have been doing it to women a very long time, holding that over their heads, using the money as kind of sort of their power belt. And now women do it as well. But instead of going with the control like men do, they go with the ego. So you guys are just doing what men have been doing for years. I'm not saying that it's right. But as we say, oh, don't let your man control you because he makes the money, you can also say, oh, don't control your man and you know, bruise his ego because you have the cash.
Yeah, I
but
think
if my man makes
like,
more money than me, you don't question it, right? Like if we were, Chris, if we were in a position where our man had more money and we didn't even have to work, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say they had all the money in the world. We didn't have to work at all. There's no dynamic power play in that. It's like he gives you money for groceries. He gives you money to go shopping. He gives you money to be with your kids. Like there's never a struggle. It's not like, well, you make more money than me and I feel like I'm useless. Like women then are, you know, tend to the children. And that's sort of like the dated idea of like the roles that have completely flipped.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that it's a little bit different nowadays. I do think that whenever, I don't know, I just don't think it's as big of an issue, especially like it's a couple's going through COVID right now. I mean, a lot of people are losing their jobs and whoever has the job just has to hold on to it tight, you know, so that people can survive. And I really think that it's maybe this COVID's going to be like, that's going to be a perk. It's like the mentality is like, look, we are a team. Like you make money, we make money. If you make money, we make money. And it really, the whole relationship should be about supporting each other. You know, like I said, my husband's been going back to school. He's changing careers. I'm being very supportive of that. And he's being very supportive of me. And he knows, like, if I have to work late, then that's what it has to do because this is what's making paying our bills.
You
right
have
now,
a clear
you know?
You have a clear understanding, though. Like,
but
you guys both know what's going on.
But if someone doesn't feel good or fulfilled in what they're doing, then that's going to be part of the problem. Because the thing is that luckily, you know, Shannon has found a passion and something that he wants to do with his life and that makes him happy. And so that is way more fulfilling than working, maybe making more money than me, but working at a job he hates, you know? And we've been there. Like, he's been doing stuff that he hates and that didn't help. That was worse than this.
Yeah, but how long did it take you to figure out not to use that power over him that you made more money than him? Because there have been times where I'm like, Carissa, don't say that to him. Like, don't ask him what he's doing with those kids. Like,
it's true.
I can ask him what he's doing with those kids. They're my kids.
But imagine if a man called you and said, did you take the baby out? Did you check your diaper? Did you do that? It would confuse you. It would piss you off.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I get what
these
you're
are the
saying,
roles that are ingrained in us.
They are, and I guess he doesn't question me as much as maybe I question him. Maybe wives question their husbands more than he questions me, because he doesn't ask me those questions. I think he just knows they're good hands.
Exactly. And
you guys have a special, unique dynamic. Like a lot of, I mean, the fact that Ellen Pompeo makes $20 million a year
insane.
And has to tiptoe
and
somewhat apologize over a year. She makes $20 million over a year.
And they're not fighting over kid duties. I mean, they've got all the help in the world if they need it. Like, I mean, that's not something that they're even arguing
it's
about.
It's still, that's the problem. It's crazy. It's like, it's the tale as old as time. If the woman makes more money, she's still having to sort of do this dance. And it's just, it's really unfortunate. You know?
I think it's silly,
I feel
too.
Like...
And
yeah,
I do
it
know,
is.
Like,
it's
in
ridiculous.
Some of my friends, it has come up as conversations. I think it ultimately comes down to the man, yes, feeling emasculated, but not even because... Partly because maybe their counterparts are making more than them, and that's not how they foresaw their future. They didn't expect it to be like that. But it ultimately comes down to that they're not feeling very proud of themselves. Yeah. They're not feeling confident of what they're actually doing. I think it all comes back to, like, you got to feed your own ego. You got to make yourself happy and make yourself feel fulfilled to be able to be happy.
Yeah, because men are natural born providers. That's in them. Or they want to be. And when they can't be, they get frustrated, and then they take it out on you.
Well, don't. Just go get another job. Do what you got to do to feel good. What?
That's true. It's true.
coming up, you guys. I'm so excited. This was such a fun interview. Anthony Anderson is here. He is making us laugh and also talking about his star-studded birthday shenanigans. But next, the controversial new movie coming to Netflix, why some people think it sends a dangerous message. We'll be back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Have cliches about them, about being ditzy, and like, which I totally hate, and also always like the blonde bubbly girl, which kind of drives me crazy. But I was a cheerleader in eighth grade, so I already knew a lot about the cheerleading experience. But the important thing about this movie is that we broke all those and really showed how hard these girls work. And you know what fine athletes they are. They're gymnasts and dancers, and they really, you know, this is like a sport.
It took cheerleading boot camp. It was intense, 9-10 hours a day, learning all the routines you see in the movie. We don't get any body doubles. We don't get any close, tight shots to kind of, you know, compensate for our lack of ability. Everything you see in the movie, we had to learn in those 9 days. That includes stunting, all the choreography. It was really intense because we didn't want to make a mockery of this sport.
That's insane. 9 days? Wow, it's been 20 years since the premiere of Bring It On. Be honest, who wanted to be a cheerleader after that movie?
Everybody did. It was the best movie, and it's one of those movies that really holds up, right? Like, I could still watch that movie, like, tomorrow and love it. Like, it's just such a good film.
It holds up, unlike your stomach.
How you doing, by the way? We're halfway through the show. How you doing? You still holding in? Okay, we won't talk about it no more. She's like, don't talk about it. Okay, Netflix is in hot water after being accused of sexualizing kids in the marketing campaign for their upcoming movie, Cuties. The French film tells the story of an 11-year-old who rebels against her conservative family when she becomes obsessed with a dance crew. Here's a look.
Vous faisiez quoi, la guerre?
On va danser au concours.
Je t'en sais une goût. Quoi?
Laisse-couler l'eau, ma chérie. Dépêchez, se fasse avec.
Vous avez quel âge?
11 ans. 14 ans.
Netflix has since apologized and updated the artwork they're using to promote the film, but they still plan on releasing the movie September 9th. Is this the right move?
I feel like these, yes, I do. I think it was good that they changed the poster. When I saw, that was actually the first time I saw the poster, and I actually read all the research this morning. I can see how that maybe was a little bit overly suggestive and just sort of unnecessary. And when you watch the trailer, you kind of get a little bit more of the innocence behind the movie. And you just sort of feel like this is a real story, not a true story, but a real story of an age range that like isn't shown on camera that often or on film. And like it's a real age where like you're 11, 12, 13, you're kind of going into sort of, you know, your adolescence and you're like figuring yourself out. Like that's when you start to like, you know, experiment with your eyeliner, as we were talking about, or your tank top. And like, I just feel like, I don't think it's necessarily about over-sexualizing these young girls. I think it's just a sort of a real depiction of like what girls at that age sort of struggle with and go through and like want to be friends with their peers and like join a group. You know, I don't think it's necessarily a negative.
The balance between like trying to be a parent to a child at that age. You know, one of our producers who has a young child, I asked her, I said, would you let your child watch it? And she said, I'm not going to let her watch it, but I'm not mad that it's on. And I kind of feel like this is one of those movies that it looks like it's going to be a really good, compelling movie. And maybe the mom and dad, you need to watch it first and see if it's right for your kid or not. Not everybody. Maybe your child's super
I don't think it's a kid's movie. I don't think it's a kid's movie. I think it's a movie about young girls. I don't think it's necessarily for young girls.
But young girls want to see young girls dance, though. I mean, you're...
But they can watch them at some competition. Yeah. They don't need to watch them in this movie.
But no, if they see this trailer, they want to.
Well, I don't even think it's about that. I think at the end of the day, it's not about, it's not a film for kids. It's a film about sexualizing kids and what happens when kids get to a certain age, like Morgan said. But when it comes to the poster, I think Netflix shouldn't have put out that poster. And it was smarter of them to switch back to the normal one. But I have a weird feeling because a lot of times networks and companies do this where they do this cost analysis and they say, okay, if we put this out and start this firestorm, will it get more eyeballs to come and see this movie? Will it get more pickup than us just putting out this normal trailer? A lot of times we don't realize that that's happening behind the scenes. That's why we're all watching The View. Because it's all leaking from inside The View. Netflix could have done this kind of sort of like, I think, I don't know this for a fact, but with the movie 365, no one was watching that movie. The minute it came out that there was outrage on Twitter, all of a sudden, the movie hit to number one. No one would have never watched that movie. It got all this press, and maybe, I don't know for a fact, maybe Netflix is pushing now in the same way.
Wow, I don't know. All right, well, you guys, we got to get to a break, but coming up, Anthony Anderson is with us. He is revealing his fun plans for the Emmys and telling us all about his next project. But first, can you guys guess the celeb who wiped out while paddleboarding? We'll tell you who it is next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. So which celeb wiped out on their paddleboard? Can you guess it? Here's the reveal.
Demi Moore.
No.
I looked at who it was and I still can't remember. So that should tell
Sophia
you.
Oh, Richie. There you
go. Sophia right. Richie. Gosh, she's so cute. She doesn't look like she minds
too
much.
She is very cute.
All right, guys, it's always fun when you get to spend a little time with Blackish star Anthony Anderson. He told me all about his plans for the Emmys, but there's one thing he's keeping very tight-lipped about. We've got an Emmy nominee in the house, Anthony Anderson. Hello.
Hey, love, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Not just an Emmy nominee, a nine-time Emmy nominee.
Thank you for correcting me.
But on top of that, not just a nine-time Emmy nominee, a nine-time Emmy non-winner. I've set records.
But this is your year. This is it. You're up for Best Comedy Actor in Blackish, and you're gonna win.
That's the plan. That's the plan. From your mouth to God's ear.
Hey, let's talk about Emmys a little bit more in just a minute, because I first want to know, how have you and the family been holding up in this whole new way of life?
It's been interesting for all of us. You know, a lot of self-reflecting, then a lot of escaping. You know, it's like, look, I can't be in this house locked up with you much longer. I got to get out.
Yeah.
So I used to find myself standing in parking lots and in grocery store lines for 4 to 5 hours a day just to give my family a break from me, because I know how overbearing I can be.
You're like, that Costco line's long, but you know what? It gives me a couple hours at the house.
Exactly.
Well, I did see a picture you posted of your birthday shenanigans. Couple famous guests there, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Busta Rhymes, no big deal. Quite a crew. How was that night?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, just a day in the life of a 50-year-old actor who got his star on the Walk of Fame the day before. That's all that is. We were just celebrating.
I love it. What is something you guys did that we don't know about, that the picture didn't tell? Give us a little bit more to the story. What kind of shenanigans did we get into?
Snitches get stitches. That's all I'm going to say. You'll never know. You had to be there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall. It looked like a fun party. To get back to the Emmys, does it still feel just as exciting as it did the first time you were nominated, you know, nine times ago?
It does. It does. To, you know, be recognized by your peers, to be celebrated and nominated with your peers and coworkers is a beautiful feeling. And put the trophy, I already have space for it.
Oh.
It's between my two Peabodys and right next to my Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award for Best Spark for Kangaroo Jack. So I have a space for it. Hold on. I'll be right back. Hold on. I'm going to show you this.
Okay.
Because you laugh. You laugh. But hold on. Can you see that? Oh, favorite what? Spark from a movie, Kangaroo Jack, Anthony Anderson, and the camel.
I love it. Hey, since the Emmys are going to be virtual this year, are we still going to dress up like the normal Emmys? Are you doing the full tux and everything? Or what are you going to wear?
I think I'm getting a tuxedo robe made. It's going to be very comfortable.
Smart.
It's going to be a tuxedo robe. I'm not going to have a full suit. I'm going to be comfortable in the comfort of my home.
I love it. Dude, you are setting trends. You are taking names, doing farts, setting trends. another important date.
Working with animals and auto trader. That's why we're here. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's get right to it. So tell me about why you decided to partner with Auto Trader and about National Dog Day and what you guys have planned.
National Dog Day, partnered with Auto Trader because, you know, they are raising awareness of pet adoption. And I'm happy to be partnered with them on National Dog Day. You know, grew up in Compton with several animals, several dogs, rescue dogs, adoption dogs. We have our cockapoo, Riley, who's my road dog, and I love her to death. And so we put the top down and we head up PCH and we just let the sun bask on us and we enjoy life like that.
I have two dogs at home, too, and they've been like a saving grace this quarantine, man. They just are in always a good mood. They're always full of love. Like, what's happening in the world, the pandemic doesn't get to them. Like, it's just, they are the best companion.
They are. You know, they give you that unconditional love that you need. They're always there for you. And no matter what the day, your day may have been, you come home, and they're the first to greet you at the door, and everything else just washes away.
I love it. Well, dog parents, be sure to hit up dogtrader.com for a chance to win a custom dog vest for your furry friend. Anthony, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for being here. And I cannot wait to see you at the Emmys and your robe tux looking fly. He's so fun. I love him. I could hang out with him all day.
He's very fun.
By the way, National Dog Day is tomorrow, so get your pups an extra treat. All right. That's it for us today. We ran out of time to do Heidi and Seal's nasty battle over their kids, so we'll have that for you tomorrow. Plus, this is a big one. Keanu Reeves is here telling us why the new Bill and Ted movie is a totally excellent adventure. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 and watch Daily Pop every day at 12:30 on E! Set your DVR so you don't miss an episode. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Morgan,
hopefully in better shape.
Through.
Way better shape. Thank you, God.
Yeah, feel better.
Bye.